Sorry to interrupt your tea, but we have to take a quick commercial break for our sponsors. What's up, world? It's your girl Telly Mo here,
and Mooney Holmes here, and welcome to Brent's Tea.
We'll be sipping tea
and serving truths.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. Hello, y'all. How was y'all week, Mooney? How was your week?
My week was another chill week, even though I had a lot of things to do. Sometimes in life, when you got a lot of stuff to do and you can't handle it, you gotta put everything in God's hands.
All right, put them, place them in the Lord.
Yes, all right. Place them in God. But overall, it was a good week. I'm just thankful that it's the weekend.
Yes, it's the weekend, baby. Listen, I'm so happy that it's the weekend. I don't know what to do with myself. I ran out of that office.
You ran out of the office?
On Friday. I sure did. I was gone. People tried to talk to me. I was like, girl, all right. See you later, girl. All right, girl. Bye.
Bye. See you Monday.
See you Monday. Not even. Don't even want to see you Monday, honey. I will see
you. When you. I see you.
Hello.
Oh, God.
Listen. But, my week was okay. Like I said, went to work. Went to work out. Still dying. Every time I go. But it's getting better. I'm not as sore. Mm-hmm. I'm not as sore. You know, got to get this weight off. Got to get this
because
weight off.
Because you're exercising
off.
Your muscles now, and it's used to it.
But other than that, I had a great week, you know. All right. Well, let's get to this thing. Sneaker of the week with Ties with Telly.
All right.
So.
Tell us the tea on the sneakers. I was trying to let it rhyme. But it wasn't going to work, so I just said sneakers.
Oh, Lord. So, I don't know if y'all went to go cop those Red Toros, those 18s on Saturday, but, you know, I'm waiting for those pictures to see if y'all got them on your feet. You know, some people didn't like them. Some people liked them. Like I said before, I think Jordan really has, like, a red suede room dedicated to like all his shoes.
He was a bull. The bulls were red and white, right?
Yeah, red, white, and black. But still, like suede. I don't know. That's all old people stuff. Sometimes I'm not gonna lie to you. Suede. But no, this shoe actually that I'm going to talk about has a little bit of suede on it. Got different colors, but it's nice. The shoe that I chose were Puma Thunder Spectras. Now they first
these hit shoe names is just amazing.
Yes, so Puma Thunder Spectra. So they first came on the scene in January, you know, across seas or whatever, for a pre-release. Really, really nice. This shoe has this black leather, but it also has like color blocking, which is yellow, blue, and like red. It's nubuck suede. It's really, really hot. And they're only
$120. Only $120.
Only $120.
Okay.
These Pumas are a must have. You have to have these shoes. They are releasing April 28th. But as far as the stores, I'm convinced that they're going to be in like boutique style stores. Something like Simon's, that's kind of like a boutique type store. In Orlando, it's like a Men's Closet. I'm not sure about Men's Closet, but.
Why are you not sure about Men's Closet?
I'm not sure. It may be there. It may not. I don't know. I don't know what kind of accounts they have, because, you know, it may be specific accounts that you have to have this shoe. Now, sure. If it is widespread, I will let y'all know. I will post it, because, of course, you will see the shoe on the Brunch Cheese page, as well as my page, Telly Mo on Facebook. Ties with Telly. Y'all know. Y'all go check it out. Check it out. Check it out.
Check it out.
And. Yeah, I think these are a must-have. So please, people, go ahead and try to cop them. And if you find them somewhere, let me know so I can get them. Okay, all right. Just to know. And I'm also excited about the rose gold 11s that are coming out next week. Okay, on the 13th, mm-hmm. 175.
You got an outfit for it already?
Oh, baby, I will go to the mall. In a minute, in a heart's beat. That's not a problem. Outfit is not a problem. I just have to have the shoes. All listen, right. I can wear a shirt for all I care as a dress. Lord. And them shoes are still stand out. You understand me? Mm-hmm. Listen, those things, them bad boys in women's sizes at 175. I saw that they were also in grade school for 130. So I have to double check about this price, because one thing was telling me 175, the other was telling me 130. Either way, I could get it. Because I can wear women's shoes and I can wear kids' shoes. So do I want to pay $175? Do I want to pay $130? Who knows? I don't know. But I'm going to find out. Okay?
Okay.
All right. All right. So, let's see what
you got? Topic of the day is.
I'm sorry. There's something on my arm, y'all.
Oh,
and it kind of like scared me, because I was like, wait a minute now. What is this?
Lord.
Okay, so what do you think about the shoe? I showed you the picture. What do you think about the shoe?
I love that shoe. And just like you say, with the color blocking, you mm-hmm. know how color blocking came back out like a couple of years ago? People mm-hmm. don't really color block no more.
They
but
don't.
Them shoes right there, if you rock it the right way.
Hello, tell the people the right way.
The right way. Don't just throw anything on just because you got the shoe. Because I'm going to be looking at you like, you thought you did something, huh? But if you rock it the right way,
mm-hmm.
that picture, that selfie, that picture y'all going to take and put on Instagram and Facebook?
Please.
Going to be sticky.
It will. It mm-hmm. surely will. A child. I every time I look at the shoe, I think about like a windbreaker. Like, you know how those windbreakers back in the day when they had the colors at the top and it was like red, and then it had like blue, green, and all that stuff mm-hmm. at the top. And that's what I think about that every time.
It's a nice shoe.
Mm-hmm, it is. Oh, and I just seen that at Forever 21 they got some LA Gear clothing coming out. You remember LA Gears?
Mm-mm.
That was back in the 90s too. We were small though.
Yeah, I had some LA Gear. I'm a materialistic girl. I was more of an electronic person. Mm-hmm. I wanted to have all the iPads, all the CD players, all the computers. I was a techie. I wasn't really.
I had all the computers and stuff too, but I liked it. I like shoes.
Listen, let me tell y'all something. For school, you know how at the beginning of the school year, your parents buy you clothes and shoes for the year?
Mm-hmm.
I had two pair of shoes. For the whole school year.
Okay, I was in the same boat with you. When I got these LA Gears, honey, I was small. This was not nothing where Ruby went out.
I ain't worried about no Tommy, no nothing. I just wanted
Ruby used to
my electronics.
She ordered that Tommy from Spiegel. Y'all remember Spiegel? The catalog book? Girl, this when you JCPenney and them didn't really have stores down there like that. You had to order it out the catalog. Wow. I remember that.
Mm-mm.
Girl. Remember that. Anyway.
Nothing about fashion.
Yes. But y'all go check those shoes out. They are called the Puma Thunder Spectras. And they are 120. 120. That's not bad. For you to be like popping. Those are pretty decent.
Oh, not for those shoes. Yeah. I would think those shoes would be in the 200s because they are nice. But mm-hmm. I guess it's sad because it's Puma. People wear Puma, but Nike mm-hmm. is Nike. You
know? Yeah, yeah, yeah. You Nike know, Puma is stuff. For. I don't know. Puma is for people who think outside the box, I would say. Because, you know, mm-hmm. mainstream is Nike, Jordan. That's it. Done.
Mm-hmm.
Then you have those who be like, you know what? Let me go get these Reeboks. Or let me go get these Pumas. Let me go get these.
Yes. I know Rick Ross tried to bring it back out.
They were Reeboks.
I just know Adidas. Reeboks used to lean to the side in school.
That's all I know. No. I don't know about that.
But they probably got different styles now. Cause I remember
they do. They got classics. Some hot stuff. They got some hot stuff. Them classics, that's hot, like, oh, no. Them classics.
Can't wear them for too long.
Sure couldn't. Remember you had to go get the white polish to put on the front when it used to rub off? Oh, so you could. And then the white polish would turn yellow.
Oh, my God.
Oh, those were the days, honey. Those were the days. You had get you a fresh pair of classics for school.
Man, that was one of that was one of your shoes. I wore a black pair.
I bet you did. And the shoes was only like $50. I think it was like $50 or like two for like $69 sometimes, depending on what shoe store you used to go to. Mm-hmm. Bro. Yeah. Now I remember those Reeboks. I think they stopped like wearing them. I think I was in 10th grade. I'm old, y'all. I'm not really old, but jeez. That's crazy. That's crazy. Yeah. Oh, Lord. I can't wait till I turn 30. I can't wait.
I'm trying to be on the force
30
under
30.
So I can wait.
All right. Well, since you're trying to reach the.
I'm trying to reach the stars. 30
under 30. Huh. Let's come on. Let's with the topic, which is Dare to Dream. Okay.
Dare to Dream, Mikey.
Dare to Dream is our discussion topic for today. I wanted to talk about this topic because, you know, a lot of people are scared or they let their fears and their doubts stop them from trying to pursue their dreams. Mm-hmm. And you shouldn't. You know what I'm saying?
Talk about it, Kelly.
You're right. I was scared to do this podcast. I was scared. Listen, I was terrified, shaking in my boots. I done had the idea for God knows how long. You know what I'm saying? I had to get a push.
I didn't even know Telly listened to the podcast.
Yeah, I do. I love him. But I was terrified. That's just with life, period. Like, I've been scared to do a lot of things. I've let fear hold me back from a lot of things. But at the end of the day, now, baby, I am free and I am jumping. I'm falling off the cliff and bungee jumping into whatever it is that I feel that I need to do to get a hold of my dreams. If I feel like I want to open the store or have a fashion line or this podcast or, you know, whatever it is that I feel like I want to do, because I shouldn't let fear paralyze me or doubt or other people saying, oh, well, that's a good idea, but you sure you want to do that? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Tell me, did you have any dreams as a child, young
child? I used to want to be, I used to want to be a pediatrician at one point.
Girl, but I think every girl wanted to be a pediatrician because I wanted to be a pediatrician.
You think so?
I think so. Because every time I talk to somebody, they either want to be a doctor or a nurse as a child.
Yeah, at first I was like, oh, I want to be a pediatrician. Then I realized that I don't like blood. So, so then the pediatrician came. Then it went to a teacher. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, I could be a teacher. But these kids are disrespectful. Mm-hmm. I had to say it like that. They're disrespectful. And nowadays, the parents are worse than the children. The children would be disrespectful. Then the parents want to fight you. I don't have time
for that. They get it from their parents.
I don't have time for that.
But then y'all want to complain about the kids, but they learning how to act from y'all. But I ain't going to say nothing about it. I ain't going to say nothing about it.
Okay. And then I wanted to be a counselor, and that's what I'm working on now. That's one of the things I'm working on now, being a counselor. I love children, and I feel that in order for the generation to get better, we have to start with them. Mm-hmm. Because once their mindsets are better, once they get to express themselves and get their mind right, then our generation would be better as a whole. So that's why I decided I wanted to be a counselor. What about you? What did you dream of when you were little?
Elementary school, like you said, I wanted to be a pediatrician. pediatrician turned into, because I was a very, let me just say, I was, don't mean it to my own horn, I was a very gifted child. Like, I read books constantly, like them big Harry Potter books. I was reading that.
Girl, I have all of them still. What are you talking about?
I was reading that in elementary and middle school. Okay. And majority of my life, even from elementary, I used to write a lot. Mm-hmm. Poems, songs, all type of things. So, I wanted to be in the music industry, either as a songwriter or a singer. So, that, because of fears, I put on a back burner.
Yeah, because you don't want nobody in your business. Being a singer, you already know all your bit. Most of your business was
being
out.
Being an entrepreneur,
I don't
know. People going to be in my business anyway. But
true.
I'm on my own company. That's
but different.
Let me get back to that. And then after that, when I was in high school, I wanted to become a doctor. Mm-hmm. My parents, they worked for the Veterans Hospital down here in Miami. Mm-hmm. And I just like to help people. I don't know. I'm very giving. I'm very helpful. Mm-hmm. So being a doctor turned into, well, what? How can I get into the medical industry? So that turned into me being a pharmacy tech. And then while being a pharmacy tech, I was like, okay, I could be a pharmacist. Then pharmacist went from surgeon. It was just, I was just thinking about a whole bunch of stuff. And then something came in me and was like, you know what you got to do. And I'm here where I am today.
So can you imagine if you would have let your doubt or your fear paralyze you to where you aren't, you couldn't do what you were doing now as far as entrepreneur wise, starting your company or letting people get into your head, to deteriorate, you know, your thinking process or to deter you from your dreams?
Well, growing up, I was a very submissive child. Like, I used to take people's advice to the heart.
Okay.
And I was very fragile. And then it's just life situations that came upon my life, whether it was relationships, friendships. It just turned me into the hard person I am now.
Yeah.
And since I feel like I've been battered on. It wasn't really physically. It was more emotionally and verbally. And since I've been through that, I feel like now can't nobody tell me nothing because I know what it is to be in that position, and I know what it is to say no, and I know what it is to know what you want to do. So with that, I just felt like, you know what, I have to do what makes me happy. Because even in music today, Beyonce say it all the time. Y'all can hear me talk about Beyonce a lot because I love her. And it's just certain, like, I believe, like, this is the social media is amazing. This is the time where we're woke. We're seeing things. Like, you have artists telling us that, you know, we struggling working 9 to 5. You get 2 jobs, you still struggling. Sometimes you get 3 jobs, you still struggling. Why are we struggling? You could be great. All you have to do is step outside of the norm of what we see normal. And our parents, they're not going to understand that because they was in that generation where they felt like, well, it's not they felt like, the world tried to pressure them into being regular. And now this generation, we see that you could be more than just regular. You could do more than what the man wants you to be.
Come on, the man.
The man, you know, you gotta say stuff that's not very, because you know we on the podcast, everybody can listen to this, so I don't want them to go back years
and
from
thinking
now
you
and be
a
like, Mooney said
what?
That. Yeah,
understandable. I definitely understand that. I feel like if people didn't pursue their dreams, a lot of things wouldn't have manifested. Me being here in America would have not manifested. I probably would have been born, you know, in Panama where my parents are from. Or if my great-grandma didn't come from Jamaica to, you know, Panama for a better chance, and then in turn having me, you know, generationally having me here in America now for better opportunities, it wouldn't, my dream may have been different. But I feel that because they decided to not let fear and doubt hold them back, I have better opportunities now. Being the, like I said, the first generation to be born here in America, and having the opportunities that I have, being able to help, you know, my parents and my dad, he's not Americanized. He's not at all. He's real Spanish, y'all. My mom, Jesus, my mom is too. It's just so ironic to me sometimes when I look at my parents and I'll be like, y'all are really Hispanic. Like, I really,
I'm really
I speak Spanish, but no, it's amazing to me. I'm grateful that I have so many sides to me.
Uh-huh.
You get what I'm saying? I'm multifaceted. Like, I am Hispanic. I am African. You know what I'm saying? I have a Caribbean culture in me as well. Like,
mm-hmm.
all of that mixed into one person is amazing. And the fact that now the generation, you know, the
and
first
generation. And you have to also think about it like this. You're blessed to see that side. Because it's not African Americans that are Hispanic. Hint, hint. That don't even know their culture.
Very true. And I'm so proud of my culture. Like, I think in high school I was nominated like one of the most like culturally proud people, because you can tell me, baby, I wasn't Panamanian. Okay.
Oh, for real?
What? I had Panama everything, baby. I had book bag. I still got my keychain, baby. I was always talking about how Panamanian I was. Okay. Listen. But that ties into someone that I've been researching. I was looking up some information. Shouts out to Mooney. She's kind of like,
you know,
she threw me a little link or whatever. And it was apparently it was on my timeline. That's why. Apparently it was on my timeline. I didn't, you know, catch it until later. But a woman by the name of F.C. Campbell Barr. She is 54 years old, and she is the first Afro-Costa Rican vice president. Her yeah. father's mother moved from Jamaica to Costa Rica, and you know, and now she's vice president. She's been a part of a lot of political things in Costa Rica, trying to get, you know, women's rights and, you know, Afro-Latinos rights out there, and she's been a huge force out there. It's just amazing to me. Imagine if, like I said, her parents didn't come from Jamaica. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. That dream would have, the dream that she has to become in politics and now vice president, one day she can't be president. You know what I'm mm-hmm. saying? That wouldn't have manifested if they let the fear of coming to Costa Rica, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying, stop them. Or letting people say, well, what you going over there for? You know what I'm saying? Oh, ain't nothing over there.
That is very true. What
you doing?
Now, I want to ask you this question, Telly, for the mm-hmm. people. For the people that's daring to dream and they're scared and they have a fear, how did you overcome your fear and finally get your foot in the podcasting
room? I had to really talk to myself, okay? because at the end of the day, you can have people pushing me. Like, I had people saying, no, you can do it. You know what I'm saying? And then I had other people saying, well, why would you want to do that? And at the end of the day, both of those things were in your head. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So, I had to sit in my quiet place.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to talk to God and really just be like, you know what? He didn't give me the spirit of fear or doubt. You mm-hmm. know what I'm saying? And even now, you know, sometimes I'd be like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not used to having people in my space anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You get what I'm saying? I'm not used to having people in my world anymore. This is the exposure to this,
uh-huh.
you know, podcast is going to be huge.
Uh-huh.
I'm not used to having people all in my stuff. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of the day, I feel like this is something that's needed. I feel like there is something that the world has to hear. So with that being said, here we are on the podcast, not letting my fears get in the way of my dream, because this is not the only thing I want to do. This is just a doorway
mm-hmm.
opening up to more of my dreams.
I completely understand.
Oh God. So Mooney,
mm-hmm.
For Untapped,
mm-hmm.
when you thought of that company, when you thought of what you wanted to do, with it. Did it come to you easily? Was I mean? Because you said, huh?
Well, what you mean? What came to me? Did it? What came to me?
The concept of the.
Okay. Okay. Repeat your question again, because I'm
okay. Sorry, y'all. For, I might not. Maybe
speaking in broken.
The concept for Untapped Miami. Mm-hmm. When you thought of it, okay, what did it come to you like? Okay. I know exactly what I want to do. I know exactly what it is that I want this to be. Or was it something that you had to work at? Did it actually come to you in a dream? Or
actually, the first, it came as a group. It was a group effort at first, which turned sour, mm-hmm. of course. Sometimes things are not always going to go your way. But I'm mm-hmm. the type of person, if I start something, I finish it.
Yeah.
And when it comes to thinking of things,
mm-hmm.
like I was telling you earlier outside of the podcast, sometimes you have to train your mind mm-hmm. because at first things didn't come to me easily. Like I was always a creative person. Mm-hmm. I've been in a lot of entertainment. I did stage plays, movies, TVs. I modeled. So I was always thinking of ways to better myself in mm-hmm. the entertainment field. So when it came mm-hmm. to Untapped Miami, I already know how to do videos. I knew how to promote in a certain way, but at first it was easy when it came to the editing part and getting the things out there. But when Untapped started to grow is when the challenges started to come.
Mm-hmm.
And no lie, at first it was a challenge, mm-hmm. but over time, the more you do stuff, the sharper you get. Mm-hmm. Now when a challenge comes to me, I automatically know what to do within the first 5 seconds. So it's like, it's your brain. Like, you have to,
mm-hmm.
you have to train
exercise your
brain.
It. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you have to train your brain in being creative and ways and problem solving. It's just like problem solving, basically. So, if you're skilled mm-hmm. at problem solving, then you need to be skilled at problem solving with your company or your dreams.
So, how did you overcome the fear of not being successful, or did you ever have that fear of not being successful?
I had a fear of being successful when it came to the music industry.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's a lot that goes on that people don't know about. And you know, during that time, everybody was saying Illuminati this and Illuminati that. And you know, it was true.
Yeah, it was popping. That was a trend
back in that day. Back in 2010. And mm-hmm. I was like, I don't want to be that person that has to sell my soul or even sell myself out. Not even soul. We ain't gonna get that deep. I don't want to be that person to sell myself out to get mm-hmm. something. I don't want to be that person where I have to give somebody something and they'll mm-hmm. give me something. I don't want to be that person where somebody tell me, oh, you wouldn't have this because of me. Mm-hmm. Bitch. I'm gonna build my stuff the way I want to build it, and I'm gonna get it off my own muscle if that's what it takes. Because there's mm-hmm. a lot of people out there like that.
Very true. So,
wait, listen. Did I answer your question? Because I went all the way left.
It's fine.
I wanted to be sure.
You so silly. You did. You asked the question. Lord have mercy on my soul.
Hey,
I asked you. How did you overcome the fear, you know, or were you, did you even have a fear when
it came
to?
Of course I had a fear, like back, like it was when everybody quit and everything was left to me within the first mm-hmm. month of mm-hmm. Untapped Miami. Mm-hmm. I went to God. Like I said, I prayed. I was like, God, give me a sign if mm-hmm. I'm supposed to continue this journey or not. And he gave mm-hmm. me a sign the next morning. And since then I haven't stopped.
Sounds good to me. Yeah, you've been doing an amazing job. And like, listen, guys, go after your dreams. Mm-hmm. No matter how many times you have to restart, no matter how many times you think it's a failure, you know, sometimes success is not overnight. Sometimes you really, really have to work at it. I feel that you should go for your dreams. No matter what. If you, no matter what people talk, you know, speaking to your life, because also you have to guard your ears, because some people, like I said before, will try to speak negatively in your life, mm-hmm. and stop you or deter you from your dreams, only to either steal them, uh-huh. or for them not to manifest, because if it manifests, that means they may be left to the wayside.
Not only that, that means that they won't be able to shine. They want you by your. They want you by their shine, by their side, mm-hmm. but they don't want you to outshine them.
Exactly. It's a case of crab in a bucket, y'all. And don't let the crabs get your dreams. I tell you that much.
But I'm a, like I repeat, Beyonce, I'm gonna repeat this again because I want y'all to completely. If it wasn't for this, honestly, if it wasn't for me reading this book, I would not be continuing this journey that I am on. It is called The Alchemist. It is by Paul Coelho. The last name is spelled Coelho. I believe, I don't know how to pronounce it. But in the book, I'm going to just give you a little short snippet. In the book, he wanted to find treasure. God gave him a sign that he needed to find some treasure, and he was on a mission. And throughout that mission, he kept getting sidetracked. He kept having downfalls. He kept having attacks on his life. But no matter what, he kept continuing. And the last obstacle that he had to face was his worst obstacle ever. But he did not give up. He kept going. And he finally reached his goal. Basically, I said that to say, no matter what comes in your life, no matter what trials, what tribulations, you have to remember it's a test of how bad do you want it. Mm-hmm. If you let something small, you got to imagine success. Success is all goody-goody when you see it on TV.
Yes.
Or, you know, you see people post pictures. But you don't know these people's daily lives. Sometimes they have to wake up from 5 a.m. and they don't go to sleep till like 2 a.m. And they have to do that cycle all over again. You have to remember. You have to train yourself and you have to build endurance while you're not successful. So when you get the success, you know how to handle it. Mm-hmm. So when some people get success, they don't know how to handle it. Mm-hmm. And they be out here looking like, I ain't gonna say no names, but they be out here looking like, why are you letting, you're successful, why are you keep doing dumb things to keep holding you back from your success? So always keep that in mind, you guys. That is a big thing to keep in mind. Just keep going and build the endurance.
I know that's right. You better tell them. So Mooney, inspirational quote do you have for us today on Untapped Essentials?
My quote of the day is, a dream is only a dream until you decide to make it a reality. You can have dreams all you want to, mm-hmm. but a dream will never manifest if you don't put action towards it. Mm-hmm. You can sit on your dream. You know the saying that says, girl, I really don't even know the saying. But people who live their life till 65, they retire, uh-huh. and then they want to do the things that they couldn't do, but
they missed out.
Do you really want to be that person that retires from your 9-to-5 job, your career? You gave them people 40, 50 years of your life, and you still penny pinching. And you're so old. You're not saying that you're so old. Your body is not as young as it used to be. Yeah. So you may have to get another job. I see older people getting on the bus all the time, and it breaks my heart.
Yeah, still having to work because they
can't. Still having to work because they can't afford to take care of themselves.
Exactly. Or some of the jobs that they have don't even have a pension.
And then even when you go to school, you get a nice degree, you get a mm-hmm. nice job. That job can lay you off.
Some of them don't give you severance packages. You're just sitting there looking crazy, you know, in the unemployment line. And sometimes they don't even want to give you that. So I definitely understand, you know, putting action behind your dream. You definitely
have
to
go and
be on goal.
And you have to be careful
when you tell your dreams to. Girl, I'm dead. Girl, if you don't say that thing, if you better listen, be careful listen, who you tell your dreams
listen,
to.
Listen, I'm a very private person, but I am giving y'all the real in this podcast because I want people to know that, yeah, I may make things look so perfect on my social media. But y'all have to remember, I consider social media as my entertainment resume. I don't put my personal life on social media. That doesn't mean, all because I don't put my personal life out there, that I'm not going through trials and tribulations.
Hello.
Like the rest of you. Like everybody. Hello. We all have our own trials and tribulations that we have to get over. Come on. I decide not to let my trials and tribulations make me. I make me. I know what I'm supposed to be. I know what I'm supposed to do. But yeah, you have to be careful who you tell your dreams to.
Listen, because either they're going to try to take them, or they're going to want you to sit on them. Okay?
Listen.
Come on.
Shout out to Back Pew and Anti Church.
Come on, Eddie Church. Where you at? Back Pew. Back Pew. Where you at? Back Pew.
Listen. I am so proud of him, because that'll be some stuff I'll do. But if he's ready to tell y'all that story, he will. But listen, people will come for you.
And listen, they will.
People come for me. I come for them, Billy. It'll be a way where I don't even have to do nothing. I let my actions speak for myself. Okay?
Hello. But that's with anybody. Like, listen, I'm pretty sure it's some shops out here, you know what I'm saying, that wouldn't have manifested if it wasn't somebody else's idea. You know what I'm saying?
Listen, everything is recycled in this world. Ideas are recycled.
Prime example. Prime example. I'm sorry. Uh-huh. Walmart and Target. They are basically the same thing, but the difference between Walmart and Target is the branding.
I want you to listen to this as you say it.
The branding and the clothing is a little bit.
Listen, a little bit better. Basically, they're the same, but they know how to market. They know how to bring something that's unique to the situation. Don't always look at what other people are doing and say, okay, I'm a member of what they're doing. You have to bring something different. Mm-hmm. Unique stands out. You don't want to be the next such and such. Or the next such and such. You want to be you. So don't really pay attention to what other people do. Because when you pay attention to what other people doing, it distracts you from the uniqueness that you could bring to the table. So
you're right.
Focus on what you want to do. Make sure it pop. Make sure it's unique. Point blank. Period. And there you put go. Your own pizzazz into it, because it'll be genuine.
Come on, pizzazz.
I'm just saying.
No, you're right, though. You are definitely correct, ma'am. You are definitely correct. And that's why the word of the day.
The word of the day.
The word of the day, people, is pensar. Can you say it with
Girl,
me?
Girl, that side done rolled off your tongue. Okay, say
Pensar.
I can't do all that. Pensar.
Do all of what?
That little roll you did off your tongue. I can't do that.
It's not that hard. Like.
I can't do that.
Okay. So.
Get out.
The word of the day is pensar. It means to think. Think, people. Think.
Okay. Outside the box, not in.
Think outside the box. Think of a plan. Make it plain. Write it down. Think. Okay? Think before you leap. Okay? Think.
Yes. Even though sometimes people say you have to leap and then everything will fall, sometimes you have to build the foundation. Let's talk about foundation. You have to build your foundation before you soar. Because if you have a foundation built and something comes around that tarnishes or breaks down what you have going on, if the foundation is still strong, you could continue to build back up.
All right.
Like a house. Like a house, you have to build the foundation first. If anything happens to the house, if it could fall down, if it tear down, they could build it right back up, because they don't have to build the foundation all over again. They could just build it back up.
Very true. And build it with stronger material.
Amen to that.
Build it with strong. Okay, people. This is why I picked the word pensar. You have to think. Think about it. Envision it. Focus on your dream. Write it down. make sure, you know, you got some, your P's and Q's, dot your I's all together. Like, think about what it is that you, would make you happy, what it is that you want to do that will make your life meaningful.
Amen.
Because some, like we were saying before, some people work jobs until they're 65, don't get a retirement, haven't even seen what the world can offer you. Haven't even seen what the world could offer you because they were stuck going to work Monday through Friday, going to work 7 days a week.
They were stuck in the matrix, y'all, in the rat race.
Two and three jobs sometimes just to make sure their family is able to eat and survive. And then sometimes we get stuck in that cycle of doing the same exact thing.
I don't
instead
like
of trying
the cycle. I
to branch
it.
Off and go for your dreams. Go to school if that's what you want to do. Go get a, do a trade if that's what you want to do. Open your own business if that what you, if that's what you want to do. But think about it. Think about it, write it down, and when you write it down, it will it can manifest. It can manifest, but you have to put what action behind your dream.
Mm-hmm. You have to make it a reality.
That's it, people.
I'm not even gonna lie. A lot of people come to me and, you know, they seek advice from me because they want to start something. And then they tell me their idea. And I'll be like, I like that idea. When are you going to start? Oh, I don't know. It's a lot going on. And I just be looking at them like, y'all holding on to like $1 million dreams.
Yeah.
Because y'all.
And then when they see somebody else manifest it, you be looking like, well, that was my idea.
Girl.
Well, you didn't do nothing with it. What you did with it?
Girl, what you did with it?
What did you do? You literally sat on your dream. And because you sat, your dream has now manifested into somebody else. And they jumped. And they leaped. And they did something with it. And now you're upset because what? What are you upset about? I'm confused. I don't understand.
I'm confused too. I'm
confused. I don't understand. Don't be mad. Be glad.
I don't think they're going to be glad either. But
well.
Take action. Because... Y'all look at these successful people and fail to realize the hard work and dedication that they put in to get where they are. Y'all see people on TV and think, oh, they just lucky. Oh, they just got a break.
You see the end result.
Y'all don't even know. It's been, man, Tory Lanez. Like, shout out to Tory Lanez. You know, Drake still bae. But Tory Lanez been doing the damn thing. Ownership.
Well, I love
Tory Lanez. As I'm going through my Facebook memories, a mutual friend of mine's put a YouTube link of a Tory Lanez video since 2010. It's 2018, y'all. Tory Lanez been on the grind for 6 to 7 years before y'all even knew who he was. Y'all don't know what these people, y'all don't know what these people had to deal with and put up with before they reached where they was. So all that backlash y'all be giving these people, y'all, listen, if you want to be like these people, you got to put in the same amount of work. Sometimes it don't take 8 years or 7 years. Sometimes it only takes 3, but you will never know until you start.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm.
You're right about it. So, let's repeat this word again, people. Okay? The word is pensar.
Pensar.
Look, see? You rolled the R.
I did a little bit. Any last words? Before you cut it off.
Because I was, yeah.
I'm yeah, you was getting ready.
I mean, no, I don't have no last words. I said what I had to say as far as, you know, with the word pensar. Think about what you need to do. Think about what you want to do. Write it down. You know, make sure you let it manifest and put some action behind your dream. Okay? Because if you don't put no action behind it, it's just going to be just that. A dream.
My last
voila,
word is
magic.
Failure is not the end. I've seen a lot of people speak on this and it's completely true. Do not be scared to fail. Failed attempts build endurance and strength. So when you come around to that obstacle again, you'll know how to face it. You have to fail in life to be successful. If you feel like you have to win all the time, you don't really know what success is. Mm-hmm. So embrace failing so you could build your endurance, your mental, physical, and spiritual endurance to face whatever is going to come your way while you're on the journey of building your dream.
You know what? I'm sorry. So...
I knew it. That's why I asked.
You're right. My mind, girl. My mind.
I know.
So basically, we're closing this out like pastors do at church. You know, they close out like 3 times before they really like close out. they be like, I'm done. I'm about to be done. And then 15 whole minutes go by, and then they say they're going to be done again. And then another 30 minutes go by, and we've been in church for a whole hour afterwards.
What we got going
on. But I wanted to end with the quote that you guys saw on our page. Dare to dream and yearn to learn to cross the boundary of fears and doubts. Listen, mm-hmm. Don't let your fears decapitate you. Don't let doubts decapitate you. When I say decapitate, I mean cut your hand off, cut your arm off, cut your leg off to the point where you can't do nothing. You mm-hmm. get what I'm saying? Do not let fear and doubt paralyze you. Go for it.
Go
for it.
Go all in. My people. Or nothing at all. It's this quote I had when I did this interview with Good News Ghouls. It's hanging on the wall right now. And she asked me, how do you do it all? Basically, being single and balancing my professional life with my business life. And my quote was, my strength, guidance, and inspiration comes from God. I'm a very spiritual person. I'm not putting my beliefs or anything on anybody. But what keeps me going, me, myself, and I have to sit by myself and think and meditate. Mm-hmm. What keeps me going is God, because I know it's a bigger purpose in life for all mm-hmm. of us. We were born for a purpose. We need to follow our purpose. That's where our happiness lies.
Mm-hmm.
So figure out your purpose. And chase it down.
Chase down.
Chase
run,
it down.
Don't look back. Run. Don't
chase
look
it
back.
Down.
You better run. Don't look back.
Don't look back. Guys, don't forget to follow us on our Facebook and Twitter. Facebook at Brunch Tees. Instagram at Brunch Tees _. Twitter at Brunch Tees, and also mm-hmm. our official website, brunchtees.com. And also follow me, my personal page is at Mooney Homes everywhere.
My personal page is at Tellymo _ on Instagram, at Ties with Telly on Facebook. And yeah, that's all I got. Facebook and Instagram, y'all. That's it.
Lord. At Ties with Telly on Facebook.
Unfortunately, Tellymo was taken. I couldn't even do the _. So this is what happened.
On Facebook? So your name ties with Telly on Facebook?
It says Telly Mo. And then the asterisk. The little at sign.
Oh, when they type in, they have to put facebook.com/ties with Telly.
That's what it says. Yes, ma'am. Okay. Unfortunately.
It all ties in. That is what it is. You know?
Yes, ma'am. That's what it says. But y'all mean y'all could just type in Telly Mo and you'll see my face. That's it.
That's it.
There you go.
That's it.
All right, world.
You guys, we'll be back next week with more heat for them ears.
Come on, next week, more heat. See y'all. See
if
y'all.
Y'all have any topics y'all want us to speak yes. of, or anything y'all want us to shout out or, you know, promote, just mm-hmm. hit us up on our email, brunchteespodcast@gmail.com, and then we'll go from there. Y'all have to remember, all because we're talking, that don't mean we don't want to interact with you guys as well.
We sure do. Want to hear what y'all got to say, what y'all got going on.
And tell us what y'all think about our new intro, though.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Hey. Shout out to Kai Genius, my dude.
Uh-huh.
Come on, shout out to Kai Genius. For the intro.
Yes.
We love it.
You killed it. You killed it. I love it.
Thank you so much. You're amazing. You are so amazing. Y'all see, I've been singing all day, y'all. I don't know what is the problem. I've been literally singing all day. But you can follow him on his Instagram. I'm trying to see how you I forgot how to spell it, y'all.
Oh my
it's Kai Genius at K-H-A-I Genius. on Instagram. Go ahead and follow my dude. Mm-hmm. If y'all need some beats, hit him up. So we're definitely done now. This is the closing at the end where the preacher starts breathing hard. This is it. This is it. We're done. Talk to y'all later. Guys. Peace out, okay?
Peace out.